States Colin Powell said Tuesday that he doesn't know whether he would have recommended an invasion of Iraq had he been told it had no stockpiles of banned weapons, even as he offered a broad defense of the Bush administration's decision to go to war. In a Washington Post interview published Tuesday and in statements to reporters at State Department headquarters, Powell continued insisting that Bush did the right thing by invading Iraq, despite all that has come to light since. His words, however, being called the closest yet to an admission of possible error from a senior Bush administration official. Powell is widely perceived to have placed his credibility on the line a year ago when he appeared before the United Nations Security Council and offered a forceful and detailed description of the U.S. case that Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction. In that appearance, Powell told the council, "What we are giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence." But after last week's devastating congressional testimony from David Key, the former U.S. chief weapons inspector, the bulk of Powell's assertions, honed by long hours of questioning of CIA analysts in the days before his speech, have been shown to be wrong. Among his most chilling claims, Washington's chief diplomat maintained that a missile brigade was deploying warheads loaded with biological weapons to the battlefield. Kane made clear that nothing of the kind had been discovered, and that Iraqi generals have since told investigators that they had neither chemical nor biological weapons. Last February, flanked by CIA Director George Tenet, the Secretary of State displayed satellite pictures to the UN Security Council, supposedly proving that banned materials had been moved from purported Iraqi WMD sites. In fact, the transfers were normal hazardous materials. There were significant personal descriptions of mobile biological weapons factories. According to Kay, the three traders discovered since the war were probably used for hydrogen production. According to the CIA, the units were ill-suited for any purpose. As for the estimate advanced by Powell of up to 500 tons of chemical weapons in Iraqi hands, Kay told Congress that Baghdad's ability to develop and produce such munitions had been reduced, if not entirely destroyed, by the 1991 Gulf War, subsequent U.S. and British bombing of suspect sites, as well as more than 12 years of UN sanctions and inspections. In the meantime, Vice President Dick Cheney, considered the backstage architect of the war, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, still professed that weapons may be found. Another prominent hawk, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, and